我都係想分享第一節。
So I want to share the first verse. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge.
请说普通话。
Okay, let me switch to Mandarin, he says.
我也是分享第一节，就是
the first verse.
喜爱管教的就是
喜爱知识。I also want to share. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but
我觉得
这一 he who hates correction is stupid.
这一节真的是很难。
So this verse is really, really hard, and it's where is it difficult?
很难去喜爱被管教。
I think to love discipline, that's really something that's hard. To be disciplined is very difficult.
那我们不逃避管教已经很好，我觉得已经很好。可是这里我就去看
到，to be disciplined is already good, but to love discipline, that's
pretty difficult. 你不是说不要逃避管教，而且你是要喜爱管教。
So you don't need to like avoid discipline.
我就在想，什么是喜爱管教？
It didn't say that. It didn't say avoid discipline.
那个感觉就好像是说你，
sorry, it didn't say that you just have to be disciplined, but you have to love discipline. I think that's really hard.
然后说，来修理我吧。来管教我吧，就好像
it's like I'm saying, here come God, come and discipline me.
But
I think it's really hard because my character is like totally opposite.
Because
people, the first thing they do when they the first thing they do that when they did wrong was to hide.
修理的地方，所以呢，我们就会因着这个东西，我们就制造一个距离，就让。能修理的你的人不要靠近你，或者你去躲避他。
So when you're doing something wrong, most thing you want to do is get away from people.
可是我觉得就是因为人有这样的罪性，
and you want people to stay away from you.
神才在这里圣经里面叫我们要喜爱。
God says that we need to love discipline.
去找
人去调教你。我觉得这个功课是 be even active in asking people to help us where we can change. And I think this is a really hard lesson to learn. And recently, I think that God is helping me learn this lesson. Because Pastor and Simo, they have called me over. Because they really like to prune people. And so they called me. They like to cultivate. And so they said to me,
在跟他们保持一定的距离啊，去就是对啊，反正就是跟他们保持一段安全距离。
It says that you always trying to keep a safe distance from us.
经常可以修理我们。
And then because you keep such a safe distance, we're not able to prune you.
把这个东西指出来，然后我才发现。
So they pointed that out. And I realized that yeah.That was true. Sometimes I try to make a point to keep a safe distance.
But
I don't know why, but I think maybe because of the past, of my past wounds, that I really I'm not able to come closer to them. But I realize I need to change. And during this time of change, I realize it's not easy. So I need to remind myself that I shouldn't try to keep a safe distance from them, but I need to come before them and let them prune me. And so I said to myself that I really need to go. I need to be more proactive to searching them out.
And if
there's nothing wrong that they need to say, then hallelujah. But if there's something they need to prune me with,then I really need just to love
to
be disciplined. So if your old man is really old, your old man is really big and powerful in your life, you won't want to be, you don't want to be disciplined. But if your old man, the old man within you is not that great, powerful over you, then you'll be easier to be disciplined.So it's kind of like if you want to stick your head out and let them just chop it, then may God give me the strength to do that. May God give me the strength and just say, chop where you need to chop. And so
I think
Ruby should be the one. Ruby should be the one who should share this verse.She's very easy to stick her head out and say, chop where you need to chop. But she says, no. When you can, if you come out and you can be resurrected, if you stick your neck out. So good morning. Thank you for joining 611.Bread of Life Christian Church for our morning devotion. Today is July 3rd, and Pastor Joshua is going to share from Proverbs 12. It's my pleasure to serve you. This is Elizabeth, and I hope you'll be blessed.
我都是转头
Okay, I'm going to speak in Cantonese. We welcome those from abroad and those from overseas, those from Taiwan, brothers and sisters, we welcome you. So please wave if you're from abroad. Wow, we welcome you. So today is the homecoming conference. It's tonight. And tonight is also our 50th evening of our Revival 99. We're at midpoint right now. It's the 50th evening. It's a really important evening for us. So I don't know why it's on the same night that homecoming is starting as well. I think because we have open heaven above us. So no matter if it's the homecoming or our 50th evening of Revival 99, I think it's all going to be anointed. And tonight is the 50th night, and I think it's really important. There were 7 weeks that have already passed, and 7 times 7 is 49. And then after, the second half is another 49 days. So this is the midpoint. So I think starting from now, we're going to have the countdown. We're going to count down from 50. And it's really exciting. And tonight, we're really going to experience God's grace. It just so happens that from our 7 topics, tonight just happens to fall on the one that it's anointing and favor, this topic. So I think this is super, super special. Whatever is going to happen tonight, it's really hard to imagine. But God's going to do something tonight. And I hope that my heart will be open, my spirit will be open, that I can come and meet with God. So we've already experienced 49 days, 7 times 7, 7 sevens. And it also happened after the 50th. It just happened that on the 50th day that the Holy Spirit came. And so we're going to come tonight and wait upon the Lord. So today we're going to look at Proverbs 12. Last time Adino, what he shared was really good. So this is called loving discipline. We need to love discipline. Because if you really love discipline, it's really, really, really important. Here it uses 28 verses to tell us why we need to love discipline. And it's divided into 4 different sections. And it's talking about that we should love discipline. So the first section is from verse 1 to 7. The second section is from verse 8 to 14. And then the third section would be from verse 15 to 22. And the last 6 verses, verse 23 to 25, that's the last 4th section. So it's like 4 times 7 equals 28. So it's like 7 verses in the first section, 7 in the second, 8 in the third, and 6 in the last section. But all of it, in conclusion, is talking about that we need to love discipline. So if we love discipline, it determines your spirit. So what kind of person you are, and what kind of person The beginning
那个开始就是你,
is whether you are willing to be disciplined or not. So this word discipline is talking about maybe a punishment or to be corrected or to be warned. I guess you could say it like this, that other people will warn you. Maybe your authority, will discipline you. And if you are willing to be disciplined by your authority, and this is really important. It determines what kind of person you are. Not only are we willing to be disciplined, but we love discipline. The word love discipline is not only about obeying. It's not only about submitting.
So when we say obeying or submitting, maybe you don't agree with what was said, but you still go along with it anyway.
So submitting is better, like maybe in your heart you don't understand, but you're still going, and maybe it goes against what I believe, but I'm still going to obey. And you obey with humility. So this is kind of like obeying with faith. But here the word discipline, love discipline, this is like, I don't really understand, but I'm using my faith. Sorry, it's saying it's not using that. It's saying I love discipline. So you go ahead. You can remind me. You can tell me what I, you know, critique me on what I need to do. You can even punish me. It's like when you have received a rebuke, then you have the satisfaction. You have joy. And you're really happy. And it is just like kindness. Kindness really loves it when we love him. He really loves it. He really likes to come between our thighs and likes us to pet him. This is the way we hug him. He won't do that to someone he's not familiar with. If you really love someone, then he'll let them do that to him. He feels really secure and safe when he can do this. He kind of like barrels his head between our legs, and we will kneel down before him, and then crouch. We should crouch down, and then we pet him. And kindness really loves when we do that. He really feels like his master or his friends, they really love him when they do that to him. He's really happy when he does that, when we do that. And this is the same attitude we should have when we face discipline. Because if you do that, then you're not going to ever be the same again. So in verse 1 to verse 7, it says that if we love discipline like this, that means we have a good spirit. You will have knowledge if you do that. If you love discipline, you love knowledge. You will get knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. If you hate to be corrected, you are stupid. So here it's using correction and stupidity. Oh, so it's using knowledge and correction in the same sentence. So it's saying, if you have the knowledge, means you have wisdom. Sorry, the two comparisons is knowledge and stupidity. So stupidity,
Another definition
for this stupidity is means you're very rash. It's kind of like an animal. Like you're cruel. It's kind of like whatever you have, you just destroy it. So in the end, you'll have nothing. You will have nothing at the end. If you have wisdom and you have knowledge, you'll have everything. So this is describing our spirit. Our spirit can be full of knowledge or it could be full of stupidity. And at the end, you have nothing. And the second verse, it says, a good man obtains favor from the Lord, but the Lord condemns a crafty man. If you are a good man, or are you? Whether or not you are a good man or whether you are a crafty man is determined by whether or not you want to be disciplined or not. Verse 3, a man cannot be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. So also, whether or not you love discipline or not, it's depending on whether or not you want to be established, or whether you'll be uprooted, whether or not you'll be established or whether you will be uprooted, it's determined by whether or not you love discipline. There. Okay. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. So whether or not you have that, is again, goes back to whether or not you love to be disciplined or not. So it depends how your spirit is. And not only that, the plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. So whether or not you love discipline, it will be determined by whether or not your plans are just or if it's deceitful. And at the same time, the words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. So whether or not you are this kind of person also is determined by whether or not you love discipline. Just this one verse, it will help us to really realize that we need to be one who loves discipline. But here, the Proverbs was telling us in 28 verses, in four sections, that we need to be a person of who loves discipline. So we need to completely be a person who is willing to receive discipline. So verse 8 to 14. So whether or not we are a person who is able to receive discipline, right here it's talking about whether or not we'll be blessed. So the first section is talking about our spirit. Second section is talking about our blessings. So verse 8, a man is praised according to his wisdom, but men with warped minds are despised. So someone who is wise or someone who is despised, one who is praised or one with a warped mind, it's better to be a nobody and yet to have a servant than pretend to be someone and have no food. So here, It's talking about someone who has a servant and somebody who has no food. So if are we willing to be disciplined? Are we receiving blessings? Are we living in abundance? It depends on whether or not we are willing to be disciplined. A righteous man cares for the needs of his animal, verse 10, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. Verse 11.
It says,
even the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. But a righteous man cares for the needs of his animal. He cares for the needs of his animal.
So
a righteous person, even an animal, he will look after.
But a wicked
person, even if he's looking, even if he's being kind, that's cruel. Because the heart of a wicked is very cruel. So whether or not you're able to be teachable, your actions determine whether or not you are. Because maybe you're trying to show mercy to someone and someone doesn't, people don't even like you. No one likes you. You're trying to show mercy and kindness to them. But they don't have a good relationship with you. But that's if you're wicked. But if you're a righteous man, you will even care for the needs of his animals. Even animals will come and like you. So today we have our morning devotion at 11. But last night, I saw that kindness's hand wasn't that, it was not feeling very well. So this morning, I just said to our veterinarian, can you open your clinic a little earlier, like half an hour, because I really need to take my dog to see the doctor. Because I saw that kindness really didn't want to walk. When we went to the beach, he couldn't even walk home. And I was like, my heart was just so hard. I felt so hard that I wanted to carry him home. And he just sat on the sand and sat on the beach and he didn't move. And what did I do? I told him to walk and he wouldn't walk. I told him to go to the potty, but he wouldn't use the bathroom either. And so I knew that his hand must be hurting. It must be like an old wound, but because his age he's getting older, so maybe he has like arthritis or something. So he didn't want to walk, and he was just sitting there staring at me, didn't want to walk. And I said, go home, and he wouldn't go. And so what did I do? So I went home, and I took a chair, and I went to the beach, and I sat next to Kindness on the beach and just sat with him and just be with him. And his tail was waving back and forth really loud. He was so touched that I would just, you know, be with him. And so I just sat with him for a while. So I just wanted to take care of my dog. And today I took him to the doctor. So I think he'll be okay really soon. So I have a really good relationship with my dog. Because I take care of him and I have mercy on him. He used to be a really mean dog. But today he's such a gentle dog. He's so gentle to the point that any child can come up to him and he won't attack them or he won't be mean to them at all. He's just like a little child's toy. He's so gentle. So I'm thinking, hey, Kindness, what happened to your coolness? You're just so gentle right now. He's been changed. So I'm really thankful for him. It's true. Like, if you're really willing to be disciplined, so your relationship with people and your relationship with animals will be good as well. But if you're not really a teachable person, you really won't get along with other people. Nobody will really like you. Animals won't even like you. And this is a blessing if you are teachable. If everybody likes you, that's a good thing. So let's continue. Verse 12, the wicked desire the plunder of evil men. But the root of the righteous flourishes. So the root of the righteous flourish. So one will make you fall, the wicked, but the righteous, it will allow you to stand firm. And this is a blessing. So are you able to stand firm? If you can, that is a blessing. Verse 13, an evil man is trapped by his sinful talk, but a righteous man escapes trouble. So one of the blessings of the righteous is that he can escape trouble. Verse 14, the fruit of his lips is a man filled with good things. So this is a blessing, that the fruit of his lips, a fruit of his lips is a man filled with good things, as surely as the work of his hands rewards him. This is another blessing. So this word that says good things is the same as the word that they use in Genesis, where it says when God created the heavens and the earth, and he says, and he saw that it was good. This is the same word.
And
you can see here that it says everything goes well. So whatever your word, whatever your lips speak, it will have good fruit. So today, Simo had said good things today, and today I have good words, good result. Today, Adino is ready. He liked to be disciplined. He loves discipline today. And in the past, he didn't like to be disciplined, so a lot of things did not go well with him. But today, I can see that he's changed a lot. Ever since he loved to be disciplined, ever since we pruned him, ever since he had a heart that loves discipline, that everything started to go well with him. I'll just tell you something. I just want to tell you that before Adino wasn't someone who wanted to be an usher, because in the past, he really didn't like people who were wealthy because of his past wounds. Actually, Adino was somebody who really liked to spread the gospel. He was really anointed with that, for that. And I think he really is gifted with that, but he really didn't have the heart to have a love for people's lost souls, especially those who have money. He was really good to the poor and really a burden to those who had needs. That's why he's really nice to those people in the youth department that don't have any money, they have nothing to eat, or maybe those people that are hanging around in the parks. If you tell him not to go to sleep for 10 days because of them, he could do it. But if a special speaker comes from abroad, God. And I said, come minister with me, especially if they have money. And then somehow he just disappears. We can't find him. It's because it turns out that he doesn't like these people, because he had a lot of wounds from people that have money. He was wounded from the past. And so that night, Simo and myself, we talked to him from 11 at night until 1 in the morning. So after the service at Revival Online, and then we went to our house and then talked about it. And then we got this worm out of his life. So we found out that he had a really big pain from the past. Because he really sacrificed himself for people that had money. But these people that had money, they wouldn't even look at him. And they didn't repay him for his kindness. So, but he just put it in his heart. He didn't speak it out. But he had a really deep pain because of them. So that night, when we understood that, we rebuked him. Okay, we had to give him a surgery, and then he changed. And from that day, from that night forward, he says, oh, I didn't even realize that. I didn't even realize that was me. So now, Ezino is a different man. Right now, he would say, come to our office and say, do you have anything to say to me? And he has a really good relationship with his authority. And he will do what his authority wants him to do. And because of that, his anointing will go to the next level. He really can rise up to be this evangelist. Not only do you have to be really kind and have a burden for these really poor people or the students, you need to have a burden for those wealthy people and those people who have power as well. The people that have power in society, you still also have to have a burden for them, their lost souls as well. And so Adino changed and he received this blessing. And because of time, we can't really go into detail and talk about the rest of this, but we're just going to do an overview. So verse 15 to verse 22. So there are eight characteristics for someone who will receive discipline. So I'm just going to talk about the positive because there's no time to talk about the negative. So the first thing is you get wisdom. So if you're one that loves to listen to advice, you will be wise. Verse 15. So he will listen to the advice of others. So the first characteristic is that you will be wise. And the second thing is you will overlook an insult. The third thing is you will give an honest testimony. And the fourth thing is that he will have a tongue of the wise. He will bring tongue of healing. And then the next one is he will have truthful lips that endure forever. And you will promote peace. And the seventh thing, no harm will befall the righteous. And number eight is that the Lord delights in men who are truthful. This is someone who God delights in. Are you someone who God delights in? Are you someone who can overlook an insult that you don't show your annoyance at once? This is why I always tell my brothers here, you cannot get upset. Do not get angry. It's not because you are the boss, you have authority that you can start throwing things. It's not because you have the authority that you can go slam the door and slam the table. A fool shows his annoyance at once. If you're at work and you show violence, this just shows that you're a fool. Your annoyance shows that you're a fool. But you have wisdom. You are somebody who is willing to be taught to be disciplined. And if you are that person, you are someone who can overlook an insult. If you are a prudent man, you can overlook an insult. I remember myself, ever since I was young, I had to overlook an insult. When I was young, when I was living in the government housing, and people would just like look down on us. I would be kneeling down, crouching down, washing the dishes. And it was like the public water. And somebody just got some water and just like poured a pail of water on top of me. I was all wet. And you really want to stand up and just like fight. But then when you think about their whole family is like they have brothers and sisters, and I only have my mother and my brother. I couldn't fight them, so I just knelt there. And then I just move my dishes and just overlook an insult. I didn't want to like fight back. But I saw my brother. He would fight back. And in the end, he got kicked, and he got hit, and he tried to hide in a bucket, and they were kicking the bucket. And I'm the younger brother, and I'm standing on the side. I really wanted to do something, but I knew that if I did anything, there was really nothing I could do, because they had families that have 10 in a family. And it was just are two, me and my brother. How can I fight back? So I just had to watch my brother get hit. In the end, no one hit me because I didn't do anything. I didn't try to revenge back. But thinking back on it, I want to cry even now. But ever since I was young, I had to learn how to be patient. So that when I grew up and I became a pastor, and people spit on my face, I didn't do anything to try to revenge back on them. Why is that? Why is it like this? Because I am willing to listen, to be disciplined. I am teachable. No matter if it's Simo's words, or maybe to the coworkers, whatever they say, I'm willing to listen. And it's because I listen to all of you that I lay myself down and to lead 611. And to lead all of our co-workers. And today I listen to God's word. And I move forward. It's not easy. But how do you become somebody who is really patient? It's by learning how to listen. It's to be teachable. Okay, the last six verses. It's the result. It's the result of being a disciplined person, or someone who loves discipline. So I'm just going to talk about the positive side. So verse 24, you will rule. Diligent hands will rule. So today, 611, God gave us the authority that all of our co-workers, all of our brothers and sisters, and we're all very happy. We are full of the wisdom of God. And we are able to impact, influence our neighbors. And we are also able to attain wealth. And not only that, our road is the road to life. Amen? All of this came because we have a teachable heart. We have a heart to be disciplined. So let's come and worship our Lord now.